Here's how to play Sip, Peel, Win at Dunkin'. Just sip, peel, win.
I want a doormat.
Look more closely.
I want a dog mat?
Put on your reading glasses.
I want a donut.
There you go. Enjoy a large or extra large coffee for your chance to win from millions of prizes like JetBlue travel certificates, Fandango movie tickets, or Fanatics gear. Just sip, peel, win at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. No purchase necessary. 13 plus ends 10/15/18 or while supplies last. For game piece and official rules, visit sippeelwin.com. Here's how to play Sip, Peel, Win at Dunkin'. Just sip, peel, win.
I want a doormat.
Look more closely.
I want a dog mat?
Put on your reading glasses.
I want a donut.
There you go. Enjoy a large or extra large coffee for your chance to win from millions of prizes like JetBlue travel certificates, Fandango movie tickets, or Fanatics gear. Just sip, peel, win at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. No purchase necessary. 13 plus ends 10/15/18 or while supplies last. For game piece and official rules, visit sippeelwin.com.
Hey, buddy, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. And, you know, we are very pleased to be able to welcome back as a guest this week, a friend of the podcast, Hanya Poole, who, of course, is the Senior Vice President of NCAA Digital and the General Manager of BR Live, Turner's premium live sports streaming service. Their coverage of UEFA Soccer began this week on BR Live as well as the TNT app. We're going to talk to her about that coverage, as well as all the cool things coming this fall to BR Live. But first, let's hit on what's new this week on the streaming services. Let's begin with Netflix, where they have, from the creators of The Simpsons, Disenchantment Season 1. They also have Clint Eastwood's film, Gran Torino, always worth a watch. And, of course, The 100 Season 5 over at Amazon. It's Agatha Christie's Ordeal by Innocence, the Rachel Weisz and Rachel McAdams film, Disobedience, Season 1 of the PBS series Hashtag Me Too. Now what? Hulu has a bunch of fun stuff, beginning with The Murder of Lacey Peterson, Season 1 from A&E, Pawn Stars, Season 13 and 14 from the History Channel, Project Runway, Season 16 from Lifetime, and When Sharks Attack, Seasons 1 through 3 from the National Geographic Channel. Okay, after this from Harrah's Entertainment and the Silver Legacy Resort, we'll be back to talk with Hanya Poole from Turner Sports and the head of BR Live. Okay, everybody, I want you to get your calendars out and mark this down. Our friends at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada want you to know about a big event coming. September 22nd, circle that date. We have two of the most iconic bands of the 1980s as Boy George and Culture Club hit the stage with the B-52s, and that concert date again is September 22nd. Now, the Grammy Award-winning legends Boy George and Culture Club are embarking on a major U.S. 2018 headliner tour. Now, I have seen them in concert a number of times. They are legendary in their performances. I will tell you right now, you go to this concert, you'll be talking about it for years to come. No question about it. Why? Because Boy George and Culture Club are the ultimate show band. Okay? Now, look, I still have many of their songs on my Spotify playlist today. Songs like Karma Chameleon, Move Away, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And, of course, Church of the Poison Mind. Now, if I just told you, hey, you know, let's go out and see Boy George and Culture Club, you'd say, wow, that's a fantastic concert. Let's head out there. I'm down with that. But that's not enough. There's more to come. The big 1960s hairstyles of vocalist Cindy Wilson, Kate Pearson, set the tone for one of the most entertaining bands of the 1980s. You know who I'm talking about, B-52s. That's right, the B-52s with special guests. Thompson Twins, Tom Bailey will be there. And when you think about the B-52s, you think about their Grammy Award-winning hits like 52 Girls, Mesopotamia, and Rock Lobster, just to name a few. So you got two of rock's most unique bands ever, one night, one place, the live tour starring Boy George and Culture Club and the B-52s will be at the Reno Event Center on September 22nd. And here's how you get tickets. All you got to do, is visit Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. Or pull out that cell phone right now. Start calling. Here you go. 1-888-288-1833. That's 1-888-288-1833. Or visit Ticketmaster.com right now to get those tickets. This is another killer event presented by The Row, Harrah's Reno, and of course, our dear friends at Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada. Get those tickets right now, because I'm going to tell you right now, Boy George Culture Club and the B-52s, that's going to be a sellout, and it's going to sell out fast. So get those tickets today, okay? All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Stream On. And as I said, our guest today is Hanya Poole. Hanya is, of course, the Senior Vice President of NCAA Digital and the General Manager of BR Live, Turner's premium live sports streaming service. And Hanya, I'll tell you what, you've got to be so excited about how things got off to a wonderful start this week in your coverage of UEFA soccer. Let's talk about that first.
Absolutely. You know, to be honest with you, I was remarking on the same thing to Matt Hong, our COO, yesterday, just looking up on the screens around the studios and the operation centers and the control rooms and seeing soccer and not basketball was definitely something exciting and different for this company.
Or Ernie Johnson and Chuck, you know, and the rest of the game. No, it's seeing, you know, the UEFA, it doesn't get any better than UEFA Champions League. And, you know, you've got them split up very nicely. And I watched yesterday both on TNT, of course, on then on the TNT app and Bleacher, you know, BL Live. And there was literally seamless coverage the whole way through.
That's right. We made a strategic choice to kind of stitch all those, the pregame, the postgame, the halftime mm-hmm. show all together within the live stream so that fans can get it all and not miss a moment of the shoulder programming as well as the actual live action.
Well, let's go into the breakdown now. You'll have, was it over 40 games will be on TNT and the rest will be on BL Live?
It's actually, I think, 47 on TNT.
Okay.
And then those games will also be on BR Live. Mm-hmm. So, and then also BR Live will have, 250 others between both Champions League and Europa League.
Mm-hmm. That's, if you're a soccer fan, then you know where to go.
That's what we're trying to preach. You got it, Jim.
Yeah, you know, it's the old joke, I may have been born last night, but I'm still not crazy. you guys, one of the things that Turner has done over the years, and I go all the way back to Superstation days, is that they've never scrimped on broadcasting and how they produce and put together product. And I think that one of the things that you could find quickly, even though soccer's not where you look for, as you said earlier on Turner, it wasn't evident in the first production of the show at all.
That's right. Can you just say that one more time? Sorry.
Oh, I apologize. What I was saying is, even though you don't look to Turner for soccer,
right,
the history of Turner from the days of Tommy Smith and, you know, all the days when I used to work with the gang down at TBS has always been top quality production, no matter what the event. And as I said, that that certainly was evident this week when you launched your coverage of soccer. It was as if you had been covering it for years.
Thank you so much. I think, you know, We don't produce the soccer event itself, just so that you know that. It does come through the world feed, mm-hmm. which just, you know, is typical, obviously, for something, you know, as global as this. However, I think what you saw that is quintessentially Turner is mm-hmm. a unique and different spin on what the studio shows and the content and the, you know, commentary was from right. the analysts in the studio shows. And that's what I think, you know, kudos to Bleacher Report, you know, BR Football and Turner Sports creative teams for putting all of that together. And I think it was differentiated and is going to continue to get better and better.
And just for those of you who are out there, a little inside baseball, and that is that, as you were talking about the World Feed, it doesn't matter if you watch UEFA on Fox or if you watched it in the past on ESPN, it's all been the same feed. It's the world, UEFA controls their own television broadcast. So as you say, it's what you build around it that makes it work well. And clearly you guys have got that down early on. So kudos on that one. The philosophy, and BL Live is your baby. The NBA, PGA, all kinds of outstanding content there. Has it been something that has grown organically for you? I mean, has it been fun from, you know, starting it through, or what are some of the glitches that have come on along the way?
No glitches at all.
Of course not. Never.
So I think, you know, we set out very differently into this OTT world and how we approached it with BR Live, meaning our approach is that, sure, you know, we're going to be acquiring wonderful rights and great content, but we're also going to stay true to kind of trying to solve the user problem of finding your favorite team and your favorite sport to engage with, even if we don't have those rights to stream natively on the platform. And so, to me, that's kind of our value proposition in many ways, or one or several value propositions, but it's focusing on a real problem the fans are having and trying to solve that for them. And we'll continue to do that. You know, that sometimes, you know, a byproduct of that could be that people sometimes might not understand, you know, do I watch it here? Do I not watch it here? But that's something we're going to continue to get better at. And I would say that, you know, the level of execution around this product in terms of the speed to market has been nothing short of outstanding.
Well, let me do a little quick side by side of something for you. Not to throw shade on my friends at Facebook, but Facebook Live, of course, does, you know, MLB baseball, like a game of the week. I have yet to be able to watch a MLB Facebook Live game that where I haven't had a streaming and buffering problem. And as I watch something on BL Live, I don't have that problem. And I think that one of the things that people are learning is that these are new services doing new things that they didn't do before. And there's going to be, you know, glitches along the way, but I think the fact that you guys have been in this business much longer than others shows that even though the OTT world is a brave new world, it's one that you need to have a Turner Broadcasting background to help make it work.
Yeah, I mean, I think people underestimate how hard live streaming operations is. And, you know, as amazingly strong as all these companies are in many ways, like, live streaming of sports, there's always something that goes wrong. It just hopefully doesn't go wrong to the end user, right?
Absolutely.
So it's about all the contingency plans that you have to make sure that the end user doesn't see that. And, you know, if you think back to early 2000s, you know, Turner Sports was really one of the first major media companies to stream live sports with NASCAR and PGA. And, you know, when it wasn't popular and sexy and the money wasn't there yet. So it's in our DNA and, you know, as an organization, really.
I used to work with you guys on the streaming of the basically the pits when we did the pits and we did following certain cars around around the racetrack. And I mean, that was, again, one of the first uses of streaming video, one of the first opportunities to do a second screen.
And, that's right. Is it called Track Pass?
It was called Track Pass, yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And it's, it's actually a really great example of a direct-to-consumer product before mm-hmm. direct-to-consumer and OTT were what they are today.
Right. And you could be watching, your pits, or you could be following Tony Stewart at that time, or Jeff Gordon, or one of the guys, in an isolation situation. So if you were a fan of those guys, you could check it out, and you could also see things going on at the pits that you could not see on the regular broadcast. So it was a very good, ability to watch. And then you guys also were one of the first to start showing on the PGA side different, following different groups and also going out and showcasing different holes along different golf courses that, that were on the PGA Tour. So that too was yet another, long brick in a very long walkway that you built to get to this point today.
Yep, definitely in our history.
Anya, before we talk any more about Bleacher Report, tell you what, got some very exciting concert information for you. Okay, everybody, I want you to get your calendars out and mark this down. Our friends at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada want you to know about a big event coming September 22nd. Circle that date. We have two of the most iconic bands of the 1980s as Boy George and Culture Club hit the stage with the B-52s, and that concert date again is September 22nd. Now, the Grammy Award-winning legends, Boy George and Culture Club, are embarking on a major U.S. 2018 headliner tour. Now, I have seen them in concert a number of times. They are legendary in their performances. I will tell you right now, you go to this concert, you'll be talking about it for years to come. No question about it. Why? Because Boy George and Culture Club are the ultimate show band. Okay. Now look, I still have many of their songs on my Spotify playlist today. Songs like Karma Chameleon, Move Away, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And of course, Church of the Poison Mind. Now, if I just told you, hey, let's go out and see Boy George and Culture Club, you'd say, wow, that's a fantastic concert. Let's head out there. I'm down with that. But that's not enough. There's more to come. The big 1960s hairstyles of vocalist Cindy Wilson, Kate Pearson, set the tone for one of the most entertaining bands of the 1980s. You know who I'm talking about, B-52s. That's right, the B-52s with special guest Thompson Twins, Tom Bailey, will be there. And when you think about the B-52s, you think about their Grammy Award-winning hits like 52 Girls, Mesopotamia, and Rock Lobster, just to name a few. So, you got two of rock's most unique bands ever, one night, one place. The live tour starring Boy George and Culture Club and the B-52s will be at the Reno Events Center on September 22nd. And here's how you get tickets. All you got to do is visit Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. Or pull out that cell phone right now. Start calling. Here you go. 1-888-288-1833. That's 1-888-288-1833. Or visit Ticketmaster.com right now to get those tickets. This is another killer event presented by The Row, Harrah's Reno, and of course, our dear friends at Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada. Get those tickets right now, because I'm going to tell you right now, Boy George, Culture Club, and the B-52s, that's going to be a sellout, and it's going to sell out fast. So get those tickets today, okay? All right. Okay, let's pick up where we left off when we're talking about BR Live. So let's talk about what we're going to look forward to. Now, we know the UEFA Champions League, is going to be on BL Live, but I know you've got all kinds of fun stuff coming up this fall. Why don't you tell us about that?
In terms of the other contests?
Yep.
Yeah, sure. So we will continue with UCL with mm-hmm. playoffs the end of this month, and then we'll go into the group stage in mid-September, which is where it really picks up the action.
Right.
Which is great. And then other things we have to look forward to on VR Live, we will begin our coverage of NBA League Pass,
right,
starting the regular season coming up in early November. Which is exciting, and we're doing some exciting things. I think, I'm not sure if you remember the announcement in March,
mm-hmm.
But we talked about this kind of concept of being able to come in the fourth quarter and buy the game at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be launching that in conjunction with the NBA team, NBA digital team, also here at Turner. We're excited about that. And then in December, we will be launching with the National Lacrosse League, and we're super excited about that. And we've seen a lot of growth in that sport, especially in this format that this league in particular has. And that'll be a great new content for the service. And then we've got a couple of surprises up our sleeve that are to come, and hopefully we can talk about shortly. But those are the biggies. We also have quite a bit of other soccer that we're bundling into our soccer pass, the international mm-hmm. soccer, that we will continue to stream in the years to come.
You know, it's there's so many people who are cord nevers, if you will. And I think that when you've got a powerhouse operation like Bleacher Report, that, you know, in some regards, it's somewhat easier for cord nevers to embrace what you're doing, yeah, and love it, rather than trying to, in some regards, take people over the age of 35 or 40 and kind of retrain them. Hey, look, there's other ways to watch this and consume it, and you'll like it if you just try it.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think that's exactly right. I think that, you know, in all honesty, probably our product isn't targeting them.
Mm-hmm.
It's targeting, what you said correctly, is kind of the people who might not have grown up like me, you know, with mm-hmm. These huge cable packages, and, you know, that I still have today, because we're sports fans and we love our sports.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, one of the great things that you guys have done with TNT and TBS with your, you know, with your apps is I can watch baseball on TBS. I can watch basketball and golf on TNT. I mean, it's not like these aren't still accessible to me if I'm out and about and want to take and watch it on my tablet or my phone.
Yeah, I think we've been really proactive in trying to meet the fan where they are. And so I think we've always tried to allow that accessibility.
You know, one of the things I think is important too is that you've got the different communities, which, you know, the Bleacher Report has always brought to the table. So now you have some interactivity there, which I think makes the game even more fun to watch.
I think you will continue to see more and more of that between Bleacher Report and Bleacher Report Live.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see more push and a pull between the two sites. You'll see deeper integration as we continue to kind of drive traffic, but also engagement around both kind of surrounding the matches, but also obviously mm-hmm. the live component during the match.
There'll be opportunity to smack talk through the game. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That's right. Yeah, maybe. I hadn't thought about it that way, but there'll be definitely deeper integration between the two in the months to come.
What are some of the things that I know from your standpoint, you've been handling the NCAA digital stuff. You've been heavily involved in all this. What are some of the things that excite you about this new venture?
You know, a couple of things. I think from a business side, it's super exciting to have the direct relationship with the customer and really start to understand, you know, behaviors and favorites and kind of how do you continue to refine your product to to, you know, increase conversion. And those are the types of things that, you know, as wonderful as March Madness is, you know, we don't know who are showing up and watching, really. We have, you know, they're very anonymous to us, where in the direct consumer world, you really do have more of a one-to-one relationship with your customer. So I think that's very exciting. And for me also, like, just I've always had a passion around starting new businesses and solving real problems. And so for me, if we are really staying true to trying and, you know, solving the user problem of where to watch live sports, that's very exciting as well.
Do you think that the future of professional sports will probably end up in these streaming services like BL Live and others that you guys have been involved with?
Yeah, you know, this same question was asked me yesterday, and I wish I could have the magic eight ball and kind of tell you exactly, because honestly, I'd be very rich if I could tell you how this was going to end.
Right.
I don't believe that we will continue to see this big divide between what's on television and what's on these other platforms. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that it's not still on television. I think television is a juggernaut and will continue to be so. It's just, what does television really mean and what does it look like? And I think you're starting to see that with, you know, a Netflix type app on X1 mm-hmm. platform. Amazon recently announced that same. I think you're just going to start to see a reaggregation, because in the end, people still want to watch on the largest screen possible. Mm-hmm. Always, always, always. We know that from years and years of data. So that's mm-hmm. going to continue to hold true. And, well, and they don't want to go to 85 different services. They're going to want to go to one or two or three. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll start to see some type of convergence there.
Well, I think if you look at what, you know, Comcast is coming out soon, and Spectrum is supposed to follow suit, where they will actually be offering their content in a streaming package, as opposed to, you can choose to do it on cable, you can choose to do it via streaming. And from that standpoint, those who are cord cutters or cord nevers can really just pick up and become more comfortable doing it in a different way. Plus, you have smart TVs now, so you don't necessarily have to have a streaming box or a stick that you put in the back of your television set to, yeah, to let it go. But yeah, I mean, it's I think what we're going to see, hopefully, is a seamless transition of, you're watching something on your big screen, but you have to go. So you grab your phone or your tablet or whatever, and you take it with you. And as you go, all this stuff comes with you. It becomes, for all intents and purposes, your TV becomes more portable at that point.
I think you're on to something.
Give me 30 seconds on what we should be looking for on BL Live. I'll let you promote whatever you want on BL Live.
Well, first and foremost, certainly our Champions League and Europa League coverage, like I said, complete packages end to end, with all those studio shows and great talent that goes with that. So I would say that is certainly a focus of ours in the coming months. I think what you will continue to see a clean, immersive video experience, and we'll continue to iterate on that and make that even better. And I think that's something, to me, that differentiates us, just really focusing on that video experience. I think as I said, you'll see deeper integration between BR and BR Live in terms of promotion and programming and, like I said, pushing and pulling towards, you know, to and from each other. And then finally, I think that, you know, you'll see how easy and flexible engaging with our payment model is. You know, sure, if you want to buy the whole year, you buy the whole year. But if you just want to buy an individual game, our focus is on the fan. And I think that really is, we put the fan first. And so that's where we're going to be different than some of these other services, that really it's all only about their content. This is about our content, but it's also about, like I said, serving that fan first and getting them to where the content, you know, they want to watch.
Hey, thanks very much. And don't be a stranger. We'll certainly get you back soon.
Great. Thank you, Jim.
Hanya, thanks very much. We're going to definitely be looking forward to all the fun stuff that's coming this fall on BR Live. Well, I'm going to take this opportunity one last time to tell you about one of the concert events of the fall. Okay, everybody, I want you to get your calendars out and mark this down. Our friends at the Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada want you to know about a big event coming September 22nd. Circle that date. We have two of the most iconic bands of the 1980s as Boy George and Culture Club hit the stage with the B-52s. And that concert date again is September 22nd. Now, the Grammy Award-winning legends Boy George and Culture Club are embarking on a major U.S. 2018 headliner tour. Now, I have seen them in concert a number of times. They are legendary in their performances. I will tell you right now, you go to this concert, you'll be talking about it for years to come. No question about it. Why? Because Boy George and Culture Club are the ultimate show band. Okay? Now, look, I still have many of their songs on my Spotify playlist today. Songs like Karma Chameleon, Move Away, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And, of course, Church of the Poisoned Mind. Now, if I just told you, hey, you know, let's go out and see Boy George and Culture Club, you'd say, wow, that's a fantastic concert. Let's head out there. I'm down with that. But that's not enough. There's more to come. The big 1960s hairstyles of vocalist Cindy Wilson, Kate Pearson, set the tone for one of the most entertaining bands in the 1980s. You know who I'm talking about, B-52s. That's right, the B-52s with special guest Thompson Twins, Tom Bailey, will be there. And when you think about the B-52s, you think about their Grammy Award-winning hits like 52 Girls, Mesopotamia, and Rock Lobster, just to name a few. So, you got two of rock's most unique bands ever, one night, one place. The live tour starring Boy George and Culture Club and the B-52s will be at the Reno Events Center on September 22nd. And here's how you get tickets. All you got to do is visit Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. Or pull out that cell phone right now. Start calling. Here you go. 1-888-288-1833. That's 1-888-288-1833. Or visit Ticketmaster.com right now to get those tickets. This is another killer event presented by The Row, Harrah's Reno, and of course, our dear friends at Silver Legacy Resort in Reno, Nevada. Get those tickets right now, because I'm going to tell you right now, Boy George, Culture Club, and the B-52s, that's going to be a sellout, and it's going to sell out fast. So get those tickets today, okay? All right. Okay, back to business. Now, if you are not one of the over 40,000 people who have downloaded and subscribed to Stream On, first off, hey, shame on you. Second of all, we couldn't make it easier, all right? We are part of the Apple Podcast family. You can find us at Google Play. We are on Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, as well as, of course, the TuneIn Radio app. So all you have to do is search Stream On with Jim Williams. Hit the favorite button. And each week you're going to get a new episode sent to your tablet or to your phone or to both. Okay. So very simple to do. 7 places to find us and more, frankly. So go out there, subscribe to us today. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. All right. The weekend binge. What are you going to do? Well, first off, our buddy, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, that's right, the man from the U, returns with another season of Ballers. Now, if you haven't seen it yet, man, you're missing something. Check out Ballers. It's a great binger on HBO Go or HBO Now. All right. Speaking of fun shows to binge, Stars has a great one. It's Get Shorty. It's not quite like the movie. It's actually better. All right. Get Shorty. It's funny. It's quirky. It is something like you've never seen before. Follow the hitman, Miles Daly, played, of course, by Chris O'Dowd, as he makes his unlikely journey to becoming a Hollywood producer who just happens to also be a hitman. I got to tell you, the guy who steals this show, and it's a funny show, is, of course, Ray Romano. Outstanding work he does. Chris O'Dowd, Ray Romano. Check it out, Get Shorty. Finally, over on Netflix, you know, Jason Bateman just continues to be one of the most underrated actors, in my personal opinion. And we're going to get season two of the great series Ozark on Netflix. It drops this month. And if you haven't seen it yet, you know, Ozark is one of those sleepers that is definitely worth the binging. So if you're out at the beach or you're chilling in the mountains or wherever you're having some, you know, me time this weekend, and you just want to sit back and do some mindless stuff, well, those are three shows you should be binging. On HBO, it's Ballers. Over on Stars, it's Get Shorty. And finally, as I said before, Jason Bateman and Ozark. And you can catch up on all three of those shows. Okay? All right. Well, coming up on Stream On, a conversation with Australian actress Marta Dusseldorpe, who stars in two shows. She's going to be back for the final season of the worldwide series A Place to Call Home, and she will talk about her new role in a great new Aussie drama, Jack Irish. Both of those shows can be seen on Acorn here in the United States. We'll be talking to her next week. Coming up soon, The Gang at CBS HQ. That's right, CBS Sports HQ. Will talk to us about college and NFL football. That's coming up. And, of course, we're going to be checking in with one of the stars of the BBC sitcom that marks John Cleese returning to weekly television after 30 years. Yep, we'll be talking with Joanna Scanlon from Hold the Sunset. She's going to be joining us as the show makes its U.S. debut on BritBox in early September. So that's some things you can look out for. And we definitely want to take a moment to thank our guest for today, Hanya Poole, the Senior Vice President of NCAA Digital and General Manager of BR Live, Turner's premier live sports streaming service. Check it out by all means. Outstanding stuff they've got of all types of sports. So check out BR Live. And thanks again to Hanya Poole for joining us. Promotional consideration comes from Sling TV, the official live streaming service of our podcast. They offer the best network packages at the best price, from sports to news, from lifestyles to entertainment programming. No one offers more content at a better price than Sling. So check out their free one-week trial at sling.com. That's sling.com, the best cord-cutting service out there. Also, if you need any equipment, from streaming sticks to the newest in streaming boxes, check out our pals at Boom Media. They will set you up. Visit them today at boommedia.org. Okay, until next time, I'm Jim Williams wishing you a safe weekend, and we'll see you next time on Stream On.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T, and check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
Honda believes you should expect more from your car. That's why the 2018 Civic LX sedan has more horsepower than a 2018 Sentra S. Here's a comparison. The Civic LX sedan. Now the Sentra S. If you want more from your car, come into your local Honda dealer and test drive the 2018 Civic today.